outbreak reported in the Secret Service that will not, the agency says in a statement, affect its capabilities.
More than 130 Secret Service officers are reportedly infected with coronavirus or quarantining in wake of President Trump's recent campaign travel. The Washington Post reporting that the spread of coronavirus has sidelined roughly 10% of the agency's core security team.
Fox's John Decker. At least two people are killed in an explosion at a veterans hospital.
There were reports of a steam explosion at the VA Medical Center in West Haven, Connecticut. Fox 61 in Hartford reports an employee and a contractor were killed. State and federal investigators are assisting the fire marshal, and an FBI spokesperson says they will help the Connecticut State Police as needed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have weekend plans, the news is good for the next few days. Very comfortable today. Low humidity. Nice day. High around 75. Plenty of sunshine. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very comfortable. High around 76. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 degrees on Sunday. Still nice, still dry. Then another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for cool, comfortable days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man has life-threatening injuries after a shooting in Montgomery Thursday morning. Police say it happened in the 3700 block of Norman Bridge Road. We're still waiting to hear from police about any arrests in the case. Selma police say a three-year-old was hit by a car and killed Wednesday afternoon. Chief Kenta Fulford says this happened in the 1300 block of Philpott Avenue. The driver told police the child ran out into the street. The crash remains under investigation. And Governor Kay Ivey has announced that Golden Boy Foods plans to invest more than $13 million in an expansion at its production facility in Troy, creating 67 full-time jobs. The company expects to start expanding its operations into a new facility by late spring 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. 272-9228, that's where we are. A couple of reminders here. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing, which we do from 2:30 to 2:45. Please do not jam me up. Right before we get to that break, we'll actually probably have to cut it off if y'all do that. But we want you to get your names in. Just call earlier than at the very last minute. Also, anybody can get in on on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card, $50 gift card from John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. We do that drawing on Thursday at 1:05 when John calls in. On Fridays, he doesn't call in because he's out doing other things. So I'm going to say Mortgage Corporation of the South and John Williams do great work to help you save money. Can I say the NMLS? Save money on your mortgage. If you're looking at let me give you a strategy. If you are about to be a first-time home buyer, then get a pre-approved letter. And see what kind of, because there are all sorts of interest things that Mortgage Corporation of the South can help you with. But when you have that pre-approval letter, you have clout with that. You're going to be able to walk in and offer something because you don't have a house to sell because you're a first-time buyer. And there are plenty of people right now who are selling their homes, and they would love to get it done. So get a pre-approval letter, 567-9000, from Mortgage Corporation of the South. It's a very fast thing. I think they said they do it in an hour. And it will give you some clout going out and buying a house. And I told you I had a guy save $15,000 on their already reduced price. $15,000, because that's what he did. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you for taking my call, Dan. Got two comments.
Sure.
My wife's sister lives in Atlanta. She voted for Trump, and her husband voted for Biden. And he since made the comment, he said, I don't think I did the right thing. I wonder how many people in this country are thinking that those same thoughts right now.
Did he vote early, but by mail, or did he vote in person?
No, they voted in person.
I don't know. I think that a lot of people, as you get a little further, particularly he just said, his future chief of staff just said, on day one, he's going to do a national mask mandate.
Yeah, it's got a lot of people really concerned. My second comment, I was watching Lou Dobbs last night, and John Solomon was on there, mm-hmm. and he said he don't know if they're going to find out about the voting machines, a lot of irregularities, but he said he feels like they're going to find a lot of votes that should not have been counted. That, you know, they just came in with Trump, with Biden only on the ballot, or with no names and signatures on them. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, one of the things I would do, pending this recount, but let's say the recount doesn't yield enough votes to change an election, I think that if I were Trump and I were the RNC, I would hire some of the best investigators to go into these state legislatures and go in and reconstruct what happened in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and get them to look at that and really research it, because I think you could, with several months under your belt and some really good researcher, I think you can come up with some pretty good evidence that something happened. And that would be great for Trump running again in 2024. Would be outstanding, because he could basically say Joe Biden is not legitimate president, and he could use that and say, here's the proof. You guys want a proof? Here's the proof. And I think that would be a very strong argument. He has to do it where it's not nasty. He has to do it in a good way. But if he can tone it down a little bit, I think that would be a very effective way.
Oh, I've hoped that in Georgia that Purdue can find enough votes for him that will give him over 50%.
I said that at the first of this week, they're not doing the U.S. Senate seat. They're only doing the president. And the reason is the gap between Purdue and his opponent, Ossoff, I hate that name, is too far for them to do it as a hand count. But he should win. I've seen enough information to feel that if they will play this down the center and they'll get really good ballot security and really good voter turnout, both of them should win.
And my last comment real quick is I hope that they can find some irregularities in Michigan and in Philadelphia enough to open people's eyes that there was some hanky-panky going on. And so it'll shut up a lot of people.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, and I think that's a very necessary ingredient to this thing. It may not happen before the 20th, by next week, but somewhere in the future, and like I said, if I were Trump, Team Trump, and I had control of the RNC, which he will, I would raise money and get a group of folks who are really good at doing research and investigation, and I go into Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona and look at those states and what they did.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Have a great weekend.
You too. Let's go to Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing just super fantabulous as usual.
Excellent.
Ready for the weekend. Man, can you imagine Trump finding out that Joe Biden really didn't win the presidency and harping on that for 4 years? And that would so diminish Biden's ability to do anything, you know, that I think it hamstringed Biden terribly. From any kind of agenda that they might have, right?
Well, let's just say it wouldn't help him any. But again, one thing that Donald Trump has got to learn is how to get style points. And you look at his approval rating right now; he's at one of the highest he's ever had right now. Right. Because one reason is because he's not saying anything. And if he would play, if he would learn how to play it right, he would get so much more out of it.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen with this Georgia recount? What's your expectations?
Well, what I want to have happen is I want them to find that some of the ballots were run through multiple times, so therefore there would be a short count for the number of ballots to the number of votes that were shown on the machine. I'm not sure if you can make up the difference to win the election with that, but I think that will be one thing. Is the question, is it 2,000 or is it 200? And you need.
I wonder how close he would need to get it before it kind of cast doubt on all of the Georgia election here and get a more forensic view, look into, you know, the voting. Would it have to be
enough to create a doubt that the rest of the election was, you know, was okay. It, you know, the thing you've got to do is you have to prove that there is a problem here, and you can go in and you can erase votes, but to overturn an election, you've got to have some pretty serious evidence, and I haven't seen that so far.
I haven't seen it yet. So, well, if he does not win the recount in Georgia, then I think that's kind of he's toast.
Yeah. And so, what I'm trying to do is, what we need to do is, we need to understand that and look at what are the next moves in the chessboard. I believe he's going to announce that he's going to run for president in 2024, and that's why I was trying to talk about what would that look like. And he has actually a golden opportunity because he's not going to have the shackles of a White House press corps around his neck, and he can reinvent a whole bunch of stuff that nobody's ever been able to do before, ever.
Right. And I would vote for him again. I would. And, you know, there's not a Republican out there that would run against him right now at this point in time that I would vote for as opposed to Trump, and certainly not a Democrat.
Okay, wait. So you're telling me, if Mitt Romney runs, you wouldn't consider Mitt? Well, how about Jeff Flake?
Jeff Flake. I don't think so.
Jeff Flake. Come on, Jeff Flake's your man. Okay. You got to admit it.
Oh, cornflakes.
Come on. Or Ben Sass. I mean, these are the titans of the rhinos, you know.
No, I tell you what, the old Republican Party is kind of gone. I think Trump did, if nothing else, Trump, you know, just has disposed of, you know, the old Republican Party as we've known it. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about the Joe Manchin and his pledges to, you know, keep the Democrat Party from going off the cliff? Do you trust Joe Manchin as far as you can throw him? I don't.
Well,
but do you?
What I would do is I would make sure that we win those two Senate seats, and then you've got the possibility of Joe Manchin doing what he said he was going to do, is you were hit back in case some shenanigans were to happen with, say, you were to lose two U.S. senators in blue states that a blue governor would be appointing.
Right. Gotcha. All right, well, Dan, thanks for taking my call. As usual, I'm enjoying the show.
You have a great weekend.
All right, you too. See you, Joey.
Bobby D. Bye. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm good.
Y'all ready for the weekend? We don't have no football, but
I know.
Games. I'll tell you what. But we can root for Trump and his legal team. Sounds like you're throwing the towel in.
I'm looking at it in a realistic viewpoint. They don't have much time left to really get this
just
thing.
Just telling everybody not to watch the news.
In looking at it, I want us to be prepared for
the worst,
and you know, be cheerful on the. On the best that happened. If the best happened, it would be, to me, a miracle.
Yeah, it would be an asteroid landing on their flight to the D.C. But anyway. love your show. Looking forward. I hope the recount in Georgia is going to be interesting. You know, they got it rigged bigger than it could be. Let's mail-in crap. When has there ever been a mail-in crap count like this?
Well,
never.
That's one thing.
Called it before. It's never been before.
One of the things that Kim Strauss was going to be talking about, which I'm in total agreement with, and that is they need to sit down and say, okay, what happened wrong? How do we fix it and get these legislatures to fix it, particularly in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania? If you will go out and do that now and get it done before the 2022 race,
now.
Then it will set it up for 2024 for a victory for Trump.
I believe so, too, but that's just going to educate them how to do it better.
I don't know. I think what we did is we gave it to them.
I think they learned from the last time where they were cheating so hard. Now they just cheat a little better, and you know they have all four networks on their side, all four, the propaganda machine, big tech, Facebook, Twitter, Tic Tac. Or whatever they call it.
Tic-tac.
You know, whatever you want to. Whatever, tic-tac. That's what I call it. You know, it's garbage. It's the garbage generation. TV babies. These TV babies and this garbage generation are going to vote for what the TV tells them to do. And you know what? The TV is not just on the screen there in your room. It's in your hand, it's on your arm, it's in your, it's everywhere. We're doomed.
Bobby D, I'm not listening to that. I'm not listening to we're doomed. And that's your opinion. That's not my opinion. Bobby D, I got to go. I'm out of break time. I'll be back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to RJ. RJ, welcome aboard the Demo Show on Friday, TGIF edition.
Well, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. Earlier in the week, I guess I was just strolling through the internet. But I saw two different posts on two different days don't know where it really came from, but it was talking about this coming Saturday, tomorrow, that there was supposed to be a big, big Trump rally in Washington for the Trump supporters. And I think it was just to let, you know, the president know that they supported him. And really, he needs to have a platform he can address his supporters.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, then it was washed away. You could not find it anywhere anymore. It was just like it was completely gone, you know, and censoring, I guess. And I was wondering, had you heard anything about that?
Yeah, there's
they were looking for like a million people.
Yeah, there's an event going on Saturday at the National Mall that has backed Trump.
And, you know, also, I'm sorry on the same subject, but after Biden had made the announcement, you know, he had won and everything, I was so disappointed, I think, when one of the first leaders that called him to congratulate him was Benjamin Netanyahu, after all Trump had done for Israel. And it was just like, I don't know, you know, he forgot, I think, he must have forgotten that Biden, you know, had all these plans with Iran, and Iran would have been going against Israel. So he forgot all of that, and he forgot all that, you know, Trump had done with Israel. And I had thought they were good friends with Trump. That was a disappointment right there. To see that turn like that.
I haven't seen that one. I saw the Macron and some of the others. I didn't see Netanyahu.
Yes, it was. He said he was looking forward to working with Biden after they had a 40-something year friendship. And it was just a little disappointing to hear that. And anyway, I was just wondering about the march, though, in Washington, to see if you had heard that.
I
have. Because, like I said, you can't find it anywhere, nothing about it anymore.
And I have.
I'm going to hang up and let you answer, but I was just interested in your take on that.
Yeah, I would go to the Trump website, and I think that you can see it there.
Well, I've been blocked from it, and they won't even let me get on it anymore. They keep saying it's misinformation.
How are you trying to get there that's saying it's misinformation?
I don't know why that's coming up, but, you know, it's like now it's a lot of things that they just, for some reason, they don't want people to see. But, okay, I won't tie your phone up, but I just wanted to get your view on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't see that Netanyahu has congratulated him.
I believe I did.
I just went over the list. I saw Justin Trudeau and Scott Morrison and...
Let me see if I can pull up BB on Twitter. Twitter is so strange.
I know. Let's go to Guy Willis. Guy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, afternoon. Let me ask you, I think it's Joey. He's there with you. Is that correct?
Yep.
I think he has a morning show. I call in his once in a while. I just want to touch base on two things. He'll remember me. I always harp on it. No one of any significance is going to go to jail out of all these alleged crimes and misdeeds that they did during the election process. But, and I think you touched on this is my second point. On the, not the previous call, but the one before that, in the Georgia recount, where they're going to count every presidential ballot by hand, if in fact they were to find a large disparity between the number of votes for Trump versus the number of votes for Biden as compared to the electoral machine counts, then would that not form a basis to say, here you have a 100,000 vote disparity between the hand counted ballots versus the machine counted ballots, then the allegations of a glitch in the machines that were dispersed among 36 states to count the ballots for the presidential election, these states need to be recounted by hand because there is a foundation for the fraudulent allegations on that aspect alone.
What state are we talking about?
Georgia.
Georgia is a hand count. Georgia is a hand count.
They're doing that now because it's triggered at this 0.5% within 0.5%. In the Arizona election, they say it's got to be within 0.1%. By now, it's a 0.3% differential between Biden and Trump. But is that not what you also, isn't that what you were saying with the caller prior to the last caller?
That is what I'm saying, is that the, first of all, the Georgia is a hand recount. They're only supposed to do 1.25 million. They're doing all 5 million votes. And what they're going to do is hand count them, do a stack for the Libertarian, a stack for Trump, stack for Biden, and then add them up by precinct and see if the numbers match.
Correct. They're going to do the whole state. So that's my point. If they show there's a mistake between the machine and the machine count, would that not be precedent to go into the other states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, and Pennsylvania, and say, we're going to do a hand count on all these as well? I don't know.
And the answer would be no, it would not be, because each state runs their own election. Because Georgia screwed up on something doesn't mean that Michigan screwed up on something, though I see your logic with that.
Well, I understand it. Well, that's like saying, okay, just because they find 10,000 votes that were fraudulent in an election fraud count, I mean, an election fraud allegation, it's not enough to overturn an election because he won by 100,000. But you can't really find someone that commits fraud because they're trying to hide the evidence. It might take, you know, it can take years, and it takes a lot of discovery, which they don't have time for. I'm just wondering out loud if that would be enough for the federal courts to step in and say, there's enough evidence to support further investigation into this process.
Again, because something happened in Georgia, let me give you an example. Because something happens in Chicago that is known for bad elections doesn't mean that Wisconsin is doing something wrong.
Well, I agree with that.
Then what in the hell are you talking about that guy?
Well, I'm just trying to logically think about, it's a nationwide presidential election, and I don't know the program they're saying that was involved with the electoral machines, the ballot counting machines that were distributed out among the 36 states, but you had Pelosi's got a share in it, Schumer's got a share in it as far as Stockholm.
It's Feinstein, not Schumer.
Okay, but I mean, that seems to me a fairly good basis that you could spread out among the other states if Georgia has a great disparity and they show the machines.
And the key word there is if you can show the machines did something versus that somebody ran ballots through the machine multiple times.
Well, granted, the machine. Show that there's a machine fault.
No. So you would have to. You said machine. I'm saying that if it is the machine, then you've got an argument. You have to prove it's the machine.
True. You can prove something's done with the computer. You can prove something's done in there and been messing with. If the right person looks at it.
Yeah, you can. If you can. Yeah, if you have time. I mean, you can get defense cyber intelligence, and they could probably find it out, and they may be trying to look at that. But that's what I was talking about. Once this election is called, if Trump is going to run in 2024, whether he is or he isn't, the Republican National Committee needs to go to Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, where you have Republican House and Senate, and get an investigation of the election done, and hire, and spend the money, get them to pay for it, and get investigators on cyber and everything else to basically do the forensics of this to find out what happened and fix it.
I agree with that. All right, well, I just
wanted
to know if you were thinking
it
along the lines I was thinking. That's all.
Guy, you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Whew. Kimberly Strassel, great writer. Oh, we're bright.
Yeah.
I'm way past the bright. Great writer for Wall Street Journal. We'll get to Kimberly right after this mandatory by Joey Clark break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 330.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have weekend plans, the news is good for the next few days. Very comfortable today. Low humidity. Nice day. High around 75. Plenty of sunshine. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very comfortable. High around 76. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 degrees on Sunday. Still nice, still dry. Then another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for cool, comfortable days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrewbaker.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who's 272-9228? That's where we are.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say.
Let's do this before we go to smoking notice. Let me play the Kim Suazo talking about watering down the voting rules. Listen to this.
You believe that Speaker Nancy Pelosi began laying the groundwork to kind of sway the votes a couple of years ago. If you can explain that in a nutshell for us, and then we'll move on to the rest of your piece.
My point here is that this is actually, you got to look at this in a broader context, a fight that's been going on a long time, in which Republicans have cared very much about ballot integrity with things like voter identification laws. Democrats have worked very hard to water down a lot of voting rules. And that really hit a crest early last year when Nancy Pelosi put forward as her party's top priority an election reform bill that demanded all these things like same-day voter registration, online voter registration, mass mail balloting, and lots of other things designed and basically signed off on ballot harvesting, which is where paid operatives go and collect ballots. So this and under the guise of the virus, a lot of this got made into law into states in the run-up to the election. And this is how to view what we're dealing with now.
And that's what needs to be undone. And remember, you're talking about a handful of states that can make a difference. Nevada is a worst case, on its own type situation. You're going to have to solve that with court and go early and get a judge to force them to do the right thing here. Nevada is a crazy state. You still have way too much influence by bad people there. Smoking Otis, how are you today, my friend?
Man, brother, I am just great out here. It's a beautiful day. I know you don't want to hear that.
I know you're talking to two guys up in the attic, you know?
I tell you, though, it is pretty out here. Look, Dan, I got a couple questions for you, but before we get to that, could you throw me into Sweet Creek?
What do you think?
I'd love to go out there this weekend.
What do you think, Joey?
Yeah, how long ago did you win?
Man, it's been... I got Mortgage Corporation about 5 weeks ago or so, so I don't want that one, but I was wondering if I could get the Sweet Creek.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Okay.
Smoking Otis, right, we got you in, baby.
All right, good deal, Dano. Look, my questions are, is this recount over in Georgia going to affect the Senate race that's going on over there? Will they count those as well?
No.
Nothing to that, huh? Dang, man.
I know.
Look, my next question is, with all this stuff going on, Dan, how confident will we be that we have a legitimate vote next time?
Well, it depends on what they do. That's why I'm saying that what Trump and the RNC need to do is focus on a handful. They need to get all the states to basically build a benchmark level. But in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, the Republicans run the House and the Senate. They need to pass a piece of legislation that basically outlaws certain things from happening and forces other things to happening and build a, as John Merrill would call it, a code of action that the Secretary of State and the different counties must operate under. There should be a standard code.
Standard across the nation.
Well, no, across the state.
Coming down.
Across the state.
Across the state.
Yeah.
Well, that's still not going to give a whole lot of confidence in the vote.
No, it actually is. I mean, there are a lot of states like Alabama that do it correctly. It's the states like Pennsylvania, Georgia needs to fix this thing, Wisconsin needs to fix it, and Michigan needs to fix it. If you get those in Arizona, then you're there.
Okay. Well, I was just kind of curious, I mean, what you thought about the American people in general, how we going to be confident in our next vote. This one just seemed like it just screwed up.
I think doing what we're doing now is going to give confidence. I totally disagree with Barack Obama and the crap he said, which we'll get to in a little bit. I think that this is a confidence builder because if they do Georgia and it's a hand count and they come up with the numbers, then we go, okay, it's done. But then you get down to why it happened. Why it happened is because Stacey Abrams made a deal with Republican Secretary of State of things like doing ballot boxes out there that people could drop off, didn't have to have required signatures, things like that. And the state of Georgia, the legislature, needs to undo that because that's why Biden won, is because of that.
Right. Well, I was just kind of curious, Dan, to get your intake on. I sure do appreciate it, man. And, hey, have a great weekend.
You too. Let's go to Madeline. Madeline, I'm trying to fit you in here.
All right. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day out here.
Okay. You're talking to two guys in the attic now.
I'm sorry, what?
You're talking to two guys that are up in the attic.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, it's hot out here where I'm at. I'm in Raymer in the graveyard.
Well, get out of the graveyard.
Well, my family's putting flowers on the graves, so. But I was wondering, you know, that last caller got put on the Sweet Creek.
Yeah.
Can you put me back on there? Because y'all told me it would have to be over 90 days to be able to get back on there.
Has it been over 90 days?
Oh, yeah, way back in May.
May, huh? Give me your month and day of birth.
7/7
Gotcha.
Jesus.
They said because I had 1/1, I couldn't win. Couldn't put my name on the other one. So, okay, thanks, Dan. I would love to comment on the election stuff. But
go ahead.
I don't have really that much to say except I'm just praying that this thing will turn around.
Me too, Madeline. Thanks. We're gonna go to a break. Rodney coming back to you after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DevallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DevallsLandscapes.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I wonder what went wrong.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Whoops. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How are y'all today?
We're good. And how are you?
Doing good out here in this clear blue sky in this wonderful state.
Ah.
Alabama. Oh. Y'all guys going to be out here with us not too long from now. So I don't want to hear.
I hope so.
And y'all, and if I know at the speed that y'all move, y'all catch up with us quick.
I hope to. I plan to.
Guys, you know, I've been preaching about this from the beginning, and I know everybody's still waiting and looking at our presidential election and where the chips are going to fall, Dan. And but we already won. I mean, America's won. I mean, the day that Donald Trump come down that escalator, he took us all on a grand tour of our wonderful government, FBI, Department of Justice, and the rest of them. As knowledge cannot be taken away from the American people, can't be taken away from our kids, that's old enough to understand and know what's going on. You think you're right, Dan. After it's all over with, a lot of the stuff that's unseen now will probably come oozing out a little bit here and there, explaining what happened. But it still is not going to erase the American people knowing what kind of broken government that we really have. And so, you know, Donald Trump did a lot of things for our country in his first term. If he runs for a second or whatever, that's fine. But he's done, I think he's done so much in one term compared to other presidents. He probably got a term and a half in one.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. Matter of fact, my group was talking about, you compare what Donald Trump did to, say, Jimmy Carter. And there's no comparison. Jimmy Carter didn't do a tenth of what Donald Trump did.
Yeah, and we all know what President Trump did for our country and for, you know, the world, our economies and stuff. And we all sat back and watched as the shenanigans went on. And one thing I'll give credit to a lot with the news is they actually continue to act like the bunch of idiots that they are, not stopping for a moment, giving a complete picture to the American people of what kind of real idiots they are in the media and how much we can trust our government. And now, at final, he's given us a good look and making everybody look at the election. So I say, thank you, Donald Trump. I hope it works out for you as the president. If it doesn't, hope to see you in a couple of years. If not, thank you very much. You saved America. At least you put the brakes on. And American people like me have got a chance now.
There you go, Rodney. I don't think that Donald Trump's going to exit the playing field anytime soon.
No, I look forward to him being active in a lot of things, and he's got a lot more good work to give to his guys and girls and everyone out there. Like them or don't like them, whatever, but for the ones who do, Donald Trump ain't leaving us. He'll still be there.
Rodney, thanks for your telephone call, my friend.
All right, guys.
You have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Y'all try not to do too much now.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the phones and go to Cricket. Cricket, how are you, my dear?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm doing great, but I hate following Rodney up because I love his call.
Yeah, he's a good caller.
He really is.
But you're a good caller, you know, too.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just frustrated over this election, and I'm ready for it to be over. But I want it done fairly. That's all I care about. Whoever the winner is, that's fine, but let's make it fair and make it right, you know? The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, we're talking about what all President Trump did. What could he have done had he not been deflecting the whole time he was in the presidency?
That's a great point. I think that Donald Trump could have been boundless if we would not have gone through the Mueller, if we wouldn't have gone through the Ukrainian thing, wouldn't have gone through the Russian collusion. And if the media would have just slightly been fair, I think it would be it would be boundless what he is capable of doing.
It really would. And, you know, I'm about to the point where, you know, I don't think they're going to want Trump to win anyway because they know what those people are going to do to all the different cities and stuff. You know, we haven't had any rioting, anything. Nothing's happened since Biden has been considered the elect, even though it's not official. Nothing's happened. Nobody's rioting. Nobody's stealing. Nobody's killing. Nothing like that. But you can imagine if this vote is overturned, there will be chaos.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody who said, if this thing is overturned, then I'm going to buy more ammunition and I already have thousands upon thousands of rounds.
You are exactly right. Because, I mean, it's going to be horrible, and everybody knows that. And, you know, I just wonder if that has something to do with some of the fraudulent counts, especially Atlanta, places like that. They know what's going to happen to their city if Donald Trump wins. They don't want it, but anyway, one day it's going to be figured out, and I just want our election to be secure and to be right and to be fair.
Yeah, I want to fix this. I want to fix the FBI and CIA. I think that is something that needs to come out.
Yeah, one more thing, too. I think this coronavirus thing, I think they are blowing that back out again just to make Donald Trump look bad. And, you know, what's Joe Biden going to do? He's going to shut our country down again.
Well, he said there's going to be a national mask mandate, and we'll see how that flies.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I say. But listen, I'm going to try to have a great weekend. And hey, can I get in for Sweet Creek?
Would you like to get in for Sweet Creek? Because you're a winning kind of girl.
I would love to. Yes, I would love to. I love Sweet Creek.
Cricket, give me your month and day of birth, my dear.
2/20.
If you go to Sweet
Creek,
what are you going to get?
Oh, I will probably get a lot of fruit. My children love the fruit, but I'd have to get a Reuben sandwich, too.
There you go.
The Cubans, I love the Cubans out there, and I love the barbecue, but I'm sure I would get fruit.
Let me give you a suggestion for everybody for Thanksgiving. Anybody that wins, one of the things, if you want to be a hit for Thanksgiving, is get a pie or the pecan pie, or the chocolate pie, or the praline pound cake. It is absolutely incredible.
Oh, I've heard you talk about that praline, the pound cake. I would definitely have to try that. Well, good. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed then, and I hope y'all have a great weekend.
You have her in?
Well, I will talk to y'all next week.
Joey. Cricket, you're in, girl. Joey's got you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Soldier Boy, you're going to have to hang on. Going to the top of our break. Coming back to you.
As I walk along, I wonder.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And as I
have done.